Greetings. Happy Feel Good Green and White Day Friday. Only a couple more sleeps till the Grey Cup, and it is Green and White Day in Saskatchewan. So wear your rider gear and send the team good vibes. Totally acceptable to be going to your office today in a rider jersey. I know I have. On a November morning that is extremely mild, this might be the biggest talker of the day. And that's saying a lot to sweep the riders off the top topic here right now. The weather is crazy. Like Moose Jaw right now sitting at 12 degrees here in Regina. It's overcast, fairly cloudy, but we are 10 degrees. We were 12 just about an hour ago. And it's just a warm westerly flow that's winding through. And we'll start to ease up on us by the afternoon. We're actually going to see our temperature tumble back to our, towards probably 3 by your drive home. But right now, step outside and you're thinking, huh? It is beautiful out there when you consider the normal high is -1 this time of the year. But no snow on the weekend forecast, as you heard there. Nothing but sunshine, single-digit high, still all above the freezing mark. And Santa Claus is coming to town on Sunday. The Santa Claus Parade. That goes North Albert, starting at 2nd Avenue North, headed towards the Northgate Mall. Myself and Evan Bray are going to be in the parade. Again, that's noon on Sunday. It'll get you home with plenty of time to enjoy your Grey Cup Sunday. You having a watch party there with family, friends, in your own home? Are you going anywhere? Let me know what your Grey Cup plans are. 1-877-300-7275. But just remember, yes, today,
let's go out and paint the whole world green.
We're jumping green. I guess in Winnipeg, grocery stores thought they'd better stock up on extra watermelons now that the riders are coming to town. And one produce manager we spoke to at a grocery store in Winnipeg told us he's actually monitoring watermelon sales in case he needs more.
I'm going to be ordering in another bin today for Saturday and seeing how those fly through and whether or not I should order in another one.
You know, the forecast in Winnipeg is pretty nice. It's going to be 3 degrees, I think, the last I checked. I'll double check here shortly, but sunny. It's going to be good Grey Cup weather. But by the fourth quarter, it's going to fall back to about -7 or -8. You got a wet watermelon on your head. Ah, you're right. You probably wouldn't recognize that anyhow by the fourth quarter if you're a fan watching there. But I was always a fan of Kerry Joseph back in the day, and it was nice to hear him on the Green Zone yesterday. One of only 4 quarterbacks who have led the Riders to a Grey Cup title. He was there on the Green Zone recalling that winning that cup and what it meant to him and our fans.
The people that put their hard-earned money and to come in and watch you and support, you want to be able to give them a championship to be able to celebrate. That's the thing I really enjoyed.
Yeah, last time I saw Kerry, he still looked like he could get on the field there and toss the ball around. He's a good guy. Last night, the CFL Awards were handed out, and the Riders won some hardware. Logan Ferland won the Jake Goddard Veterans Trophy, recognizing perseverance and community service. And Jermarcus Hardrick is the league's top offensive lineman. Good to see that. He's a great guy, too. And BC's Nathan Rourke is the first Canadian quarterback to win Most Outstanding Player since Russ Jackson in 1969. And Coach of the Year, yeah, I'd love to say it's Coach Mace, but we won't know yet. They're dragging that one out all the way to the Combine in March, which is kind of weird. But yeah, they did not announce Coach of the Year last night. We got Belton Johnson coming right up, our Green Zone analyst, Grey Cup champ. We're going to break it all down. Who does Belton feel has to step up for the Riders?
Bring them out, bring them out. Yeah. Bring them out, bring them out.
Who's pumped for a Grey Cup? Yes, the Riders, one win away from ending a 12-year drought since we last played for a cup, and the mission not quite complete yet. Finishing the CFL regular season with the best record of 12-6, that's just not enough. But what's it going to take to get us over this final hurdle? Let's ask Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst, Belton Johnson. Good morning, champ.
Hey, how's it going this morning, Greg?
Well, I feel excited. I got my jersey on. It's green and white day again. I'm amped up for this game. Are you feeling like this is just going to be a terrifically fun weekend or what?
I know it's going to be a great game to watch. You got two of the best teams playing, and if anything about the playoffs in the CFL has shown, it's been some good games.
Yeah, it certainly has been a great season. And let's go over a few of the must-to-do to win a Grey Cup items for our riders belting together here. Would you agree first, letting AJ Ouellette shine whenever possible has got to be one of the things the riders do?
The riders have one of the best offensive line in the league, and they have one of the best running backs. So, yes, ground and pound, would, in my opinion, offensively would be the way to go. And, again, with that O-line, I know they're going to get protection. So, if Trevor Harris, I'm hoping he takes a few deep shots here and there.
Well, it's interesting you point that about Montreal, because they held Ouellette to fewer than 100 yards in both meetings this season. And in the East semifinal last weekend, they made Brady Oliveira like a non-factor. He had 38 yards rushing. So still, you need to run the ball when you have to there. Offensively, protecting Trevor Harris is key. What do you want to see out of Harris in the offense?
Again, with Trevor Harris, like I said, I'd love to see a couple deep shots, right? I think back to, week 9 when the Riders played the Alouettes. Dante Myers had, 5 catches, 136 yards. And at that time, that was probably the best complete Riders had played the entire season. And again, I just think a couple big plays here and there can always turn a game there, Greg.
Well, according to Rider reporter Britton Gray, who's been hanging out in Winnipeg, Keyshawn was out there again, but that knee still looks pretty questionable. Wide receiver Joe Robustelli is a go. Joe ready if needed to. And I heard Dave Naylor yesterday wondering out loud, too, how will that quarterback, you know him well, Davis Alexander, and that hamstring hold up? He hasn't lost in 13 games. What's the key here?
Well, the key with Davis Alexander, and, you know, I keep hearing about this hamstring, but at the same time, he's been out there practicing. So with the Riders, they got to contain him. I see him as similar to a Nathan Rourke-type quarterback. That he's a mobile quarterback, so I think they need to keep him contained or at least keep him running some kind of way, maybe. And, you know, don't give up the big plays, because once he gets out that pocket, he likes to go deep as well.
Yeah, and it is concerning to think that if he can't make it through the whole game, well, standing in the wings, McLeod Bethel Thompson, and he got our number during the regular season. it's one of those games where, man, you can't fault anything here. These two teams are tight, aren't they?
They're very tight. I think they're very similar, and you know, they match up well, evenly. I think offensively, defensively, they kind of match well. You know, the one area that Alouettes may have over the Riders might be special teams in the kicking game. But again, I think with the Riders, if they play like they played this season with that defense, bring that pressure, that's going to eliminate a lot of things, Greg.
Last week in the West Final, Belton Johnson, we questioned some of the calls made by Coach Mace, but he proved us wrong.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Tommy Neal! 11 seconds to go!
It's going to be interesting, Belton, this time around, to watch the decisions on third down late in the fourth. Will it be easier knowing what patience taught us last week, buddy?
I'm going to be like Coach May said. I'm going to trust in everything that he says and does. So he had me on the edge of the seat last week. Not great.
You have faith in the coach. You have faith in Brett Lothar again if the game is on the line on his foot.
I'm going to have to, Greg.
He's the best choice for this game. His play of late proves it. Okay, Montreal quarterback Davis Alexander has not lost in 13 games, but I don't think he'll go 14. I've got the Riders winning 31-27. How about you?
Wow. You know what? I had 32-27.
There we go.
And the reason being, you know, I don't think the Alouettes are a pushover. Even, you know, with Davis Alexander, I don't care. I respect the Alouettes, Greg.
Yeah, it's going to be a tight game for sure, I think. Yeah. It's going to be fun, man. Let's get it on.
Let's do it.
Belton Johnson, you enjoy your Grey Cup weekend, pal. Appreciate your time.
Have a good one, Greg.
5:57. DeMarcus Hardrick won last night at the CFL All-Star Awards. Logan Ferlin as well. And we got to wait for Coach of the Year announcement until the Combine in March. But it's Grey Cup week, and it's Green and White Day today. Wearing my Rider jersey now, and that is totally acceptable attire throughout Saskatchewan today. on a weekend where Santa Claus arrives. The Santa Claus Parade is coming up on Sunday. Starts at noon, and it's North Elba, right? Starts at 2nd Avenue North at noon, headed towards the Northgate Mall. Short route, but you know what? Last year, tons of people showed up, and I suspect it'll be busy again. And yes, Mom, Dad, grandparents encourage the kids to bring their letter for Santa. Canada Post will have mailboxes set up along the parade route for kids to leave their letters to Santa on Sunday. And you'll be done well in time to get to your Grey Cup party as well. Incidentally, if you're out shopping already for Christmas, since it's Santa's Anonymous, the 56th year, it's back, and we're hoping to assist tens of thousands of children who need our support to wake up Christmas morning with a toy under the tree. And the only way we can make this happen is with your assistance, too. We're asking you to purchase a new unwrapped toy. Place it in one of the donation bins throughout the city right now until December 11th. And we welcome cash donations as well at cjme.com. And our bins are out. And I've seen firsthand how kids just light up on Christmas morning with a gift under the tree. And there are families who are finding it a little tough out there right now. And the expectations for Christmas, not what some others may have. So if you can, please help Santa's Anonymous. And if you're looking for help, we encourage you too. If you think you need our program, Salvation Army is assisting us with this again. Details now at cjme.com. Not only to help the program, but also to seek assistance. There's no shame in that. Many have done so over the years. And then quickly turned it around and started supporting on a regular basis. So we thank you for your support of Santa's Anonymous on a weekend where there's a lot going on, lots top of mind, particularly the Grey Cup. And you heard Murray in his commentary today talk about how we're there live this week. We have been all week long. Jamie Locker, Britton Gray covering it all. In fact, Locker was again on the loose yesterday, brought us this.
Locker on the loose.
What's a bunny hug?
Not a clue.
Linda, we're trying to find out how much Manitoba knows about Saskatchewan. Do you know what a bunny hug is?
Yes, it's a hoodie.
Milton, we're trying to find out how much Winnipeg knows about their neighbor.
Sure.
What's a bunny hug?
Who? Bunny hug. No idea, buddy.
You can see the full video on our socials. It's on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Just a heads up to the riders. Craig Reynolds is going to be on the Green Zone this afternoon at 2 o'clock. In Winnipeg with Jamie and Locker, too. You know, I keep saying all week long, I'm really going to be interested in hearing how supportive fans are on Sunday during the game. A lot of Manitobans bought tickets to the Cup, hoping their team would be in it. And now that they're not, will they still go and cheer on the Alouettes? I can't see a lot of Manitobans cheering for the Riders. Some of them are trying to unload their game tickets right now, like Bombers loyalist Mark McKinnon we spoke to, who's a longtime ticket holder. He says a tiring season in the Riders' rivalry has pushed him to sell his Grey Cup game tickets.
I think someone else would appreciate this more than me and my brother going if we couldn't recoup any value from it.
He really does sound sad there, doesn't he, a Bomber fan? In fact, he's so angry, he said, I'll probably watch the NFL. I can't face watching the Grey Cup. Hey, there are other things going on around the city and the province here besides the Grey Cup. Like our Regina Pats, they're going to wrap up their homestand with games against the Tigers tonight and the Moose Jaw Warriors tomorrow. Both of those are at the Brandt Center. The Pats have actually been really improving their game. They're back in a playoff spot last I checked, the last playoff spot, which is great. That was their mission, just make the playoffs this year. Anyhow, the Pats hit the road for a six-game U.S. trip starting on the 19th in Spokane. They got to get out of town because Agribition is fast approaching a couple weeks from now, too. Oh, and headed up Highway 11 to Saskatoon, the Huskies are playing for more than a trophy now as they host the Ontario Queen University Club tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Blaine wanted a victory for their friend and teammate, quarterback Anton Amadrud, who earlier this season was left the team, and then he was diagnosed with lymphoma cancer. So that's been tough on the minds of the Huskies, but they are kicking off tomorrow at 2, hoping they come up as a winner and then head off to the Vanier Cup right here in Regina on the 22nd, too. Are you ready to run back to Saskatoon and see the guess who? Legendary! Guess who? With Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings reuniting at Sastel Center in Saskatoon on June the 6th in the new year. I remind you of this because tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. for that. You know, once I'm done my show here at 8:30 this morning, I'm firing over to the Creeks on Fieldstone Way. You'll find the Hospice Regina Foundation Grand Prize show home. Today is the last day to join me there in person and check the home out for yourself and get a ticket because the absolute final deadline is midnight tonight. It is our most valuable grand prize ever. CEO of the Hospice Regina Foundation is Dino Sofaklios, and this is it. We're at the finish line, aren't we, buddy?
Yes, we are. Today's the absolute final deadline. If you want to be in for the most valuable show home we've ever done, $1.7 million, and it comes with $50,000 in cash. Today's the day. You have to get your tickets by midnight tonight.
4158 Fieldstone Way at the Creeks. Going to be there all day long in person. I'd love to meet you. And it's more than 4,400 square feet, Dino. This is a huge home.
It's a huge home, but it's also a very, it feels like a home, comes fully furnished and landscaped, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, and in the basement we have a wine room and a fully equipped home theater with 2-level seating and a huge projection screen where you can watch the football game, the show you want.
Dino, the cause is always great. How are we helping local healthcare this year?
Everything we do, including these lotteries, of course, goes back to our hospitals here in Regina. This year we committed just about $6 million for our programs, including pediatrics for our children, surgical programs, the cardiac unit. All of that comes from this community. And again, huge thanks to everyone out there for their support. And every penny we raise stays right here for local healthcare.
Dino, what happens after this lottery show home? What's the next one?
Well, you're going to have to wait and for that. We're not ready to announce that, but we, of course, have big plans.
Oh, I bet you do. All right, can't wait to hear what those plans are. Thank you, Dino, and I hope you swing by and say hi to me today in the Creeks on Fieldstone Way from 9 till 6. We're going to be there. Your absolute last chance to get a ticket. Buy at hrfhomelottery.com, but get it before midnight. You know, I was looking ahead to the weekend here. Obviously, Grey Cup is top of mind, but you know another thing I'm totally stoked for? It's finally here. We have waited far too long for season 2 of Landman with Billy Bob Thornton. It drops on Sunday.
I run the company. She owns it. But if you want to fight about it, lawyer up, big boy, let's go.
Why don't you let me sell this thing?
I want success. Get it for me.
It's so good. Demi Moore there. She's back for season 2. Thornton said the role comes easy to him.
Well, I mean, I pretty much am playing myself if I were a landman.
I can't wait for the day when you and everyone like you leaves this place.
You might want to think that through. Because if I'm gone, that means the oil's gone. If the oil's gone, that means the money's gone. And that means you're gone. You're taking a peek behind the curtain of a world we really don't see. I mean, the movie Giant, one of my favorites, I mean, that took place in the oil business. I always tell people that this is kind of like Giant with cursing.
It is so clever, that show. Great writing. The same guy that brought us Yellowstone, Taylor Sheridan. If you've never watched season 1 of Landman, I encourage you to. Season 2 looks awesome. The trailer I saw, it drops on Sunday on Paramount+.